I've got a, I think it's a book, and it's got a, like a white book, it's got a gold cross on the front, like a, oh, it's gone now, like a prayer book it was. Oh, there it is.
That's my book.
Did you leave it somewhere?
Somebody stole it from me.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. Were you in church?
Yes.
And can you remember who stole it from you?
I don't know who did, but I'm sure them it was nasty children. They keep on coming over here and ravaging things about.
Well, I'm sorry they're upsetting you.
They're all little rascals. I wish I never had to deal with them.
Do you teach them in church or something?
Yes, that's the task I've been appointed to.
Like, like a Sunday school teacher?
Not only Sunday, it's every day.
Oh, so you're the pastor now, are you?
It starts at 6 o'clock in the morning and you better be there.
Oh, you're a nun? Nun?
Nun. Are no, you? I'm not a nun.
Sorry, you're a gentleman.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, so you're a priest, or you belong to an order?
Yes, or? I belong to an order.
Right, okay then.
I am Brother Henry.
Brother Henry. Well, nice to meet you, Henry.
Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry the children are giving you lots of problems. I'm sure they're just being mischievous, aren't they? They're just being children.
Well, who needs them anyway?
Oh, well, we all need children. And don't forget, you were a child once. I'm sure you did naughty things.
Well, that wasn't something very nice to go through.
Right, okay then. Anyway, what was the last thing that you remember, apart from losing your prayer book? Is that the last thing that you remember?
Well, I was searching for it.
Right, okay. Well, the reason my friend over there picked up your book...
Yeah, well, why don't she give it back?
Well, the reason why she found your book in the first place is that you've been brought back to us, enable for us to explain to you what's happened.
You're not making any sense.
Well, being a man of the cloth, and being Roman Catholic, yes?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure what the Roman Catholic faith believe happens to us after death. Could you explain that to me?
When we die, we go to heaven when we've been good.
And you would obviously consider yourself to be a good man of the cloth, yes?
I get up every day and I teach those children, even if I don't want to. I do my part.
Right. Well, what if I told you, Father Henry, that actually you've gone to heaven and that you're talking to me from heaven?
Well, it doesn't sound like heaven at all at the moment.
You've, in fact, have died. And I think... whatever it was that caused you to die, you're kind of in the middle at the moment. You haven't quite got to heaven yet. Not that you're not going there, don't get me wrong, but you're kind of in limbo. So we need to try and get you to the next stage. Had you been poorly?
No.
Right. Did you have any pain? Do you remember any pain in your chest?
Yes, I had the pain in my chest earlier.
You did? Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Father Henry, that I think you had a heart attack and you died. Okay? Well, I know that's rather a huge shock, and you may think that I'm rather silly, but that's what's happened to you.
Well, I don't quite feel dead.
Well, no, because when we pass over to spirit, we still feel the same. We still pass over as ourselves, and you will find it very strange, but I can assure you that's what's happened to you. So
what's next?
What's next is...
Do I have to see those children again?
No, no, you don't. You don't have to teach the children again, and you don't need to see the children again if you don't want to.
Well, that's an excellent news. Do you have any other nice ones?
Well, again, I don't know what your belief was, but would you imagine that Mary would meet you?
No, I think Jesus will come and collect
me. Jesus will come and collect you. Okay. Now, obviously, Jesus is a divine light. Yes? Would you agree?
Yes, he is.
So, if you close your eyes and think of Jesus in the way that you've always thought of Jesus, he's going to appear to you as a bright light. So I now want you to walk into that light and be with Jesus. And it's what we call the spirit world, which is where Jesus is, where he is, the spirit world.
He is so magnificent.
It's the light that
emanates from
heaven.
I've never seen a light like that before.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you need to follow that, go towards that light, and then other people the other side will explain to you everything you need to know.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Can you do that for me?
Are you sure I can?
Of course. Yes, you can. Just go.
Do you think he will let me in?
Oh, of course. Spirit world, let everybody in. It's where we all go. It's where we all belong. You need to go. We're all God's children. We're all the same. It's where we all go. But I want you to follow that light, and it will be explained to you.
Okay.
Okay. Right. God bless then. Bye.